Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today is the Yahrzeit of the holy Rav Leibel Eger, who was the son of Rav Shlomo Eger, a great Gvir and Talmud Chacham. In Poland, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger came from great Yichus, and he became a Chassid, the Talmud of the Kotzker, later a Rebbe himself. He has a sefer called Torah Emes, another one called Imre Emes. So it's always a pleasure to learn some of his Torah. So this is in the schus of my very, very beloved friend, Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana, who told me that today is the Yahrzeit. So that inspired me to give this year. And b'chlal, Rabbi Ephraim is an inspiring person, so this should be a schus for him and his family. We're learning Parashas Mishpatim. That's this week's Parsha. Hasidra Azosi Rishona Achar Matan Torah. Says the Rebbe that this Parsha of Mishpatim is the first after Matan Torah. Because we heard the Ten Commandments at Mamad Har Sinai. And the Ten Commandments included all of the Tariag Mitzvahs. What was the first utterance of the Aseret HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What does Anochi Hashem Elokecha mean? Hainu sheyesh dai be'elokusi lahaspik lachem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am your God, and you don't need anybody else. All you need is me. I can take care of all your needs. Maimer Sheni is Lo Yielecha. He has Har Labalash Gochbus. The second Maimer is not to forget that God can provide us whatever we need. So it's not just to know that there is a God, but that He's going to completely take care of us. And don't have any other gods. Don't forget this. Don't chas v'shalom l'kabel marus v'shibud acher. Don't accept other authorities. All we need is the Rabbanu Shalom. We're fine. That's enough. Just Him. Ba'alzeba tekef ha-mitzvah rishona b'sidra zu. And those two dibros were said directly from Hashem. We heard directly from Hashem, and then we start Parashas Mishpatim, continuing that line of thought. Ki tikneh eved ivri. When you buy an eved ivri, 6 years he works for you, and in the seventh he goes free. And this teaches you, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. The Jewish people are servants to me. Sheinu mishu avodim l'shum davar. You're not subservient to anything. Rak elav yisbarach. Just Hashem. Even if you forget and you are subordinate to another figure, in the seventh year you go free. And then you can remove from yourself this other shibud. And the seventh year you go out. You're not meshubat to anybody anymore. The Eved Ivri has to be freed. The Jewish people are only servants to me. And this mitzvah is constantly noeg, even though we know that the mitzvah of Eved Ivri is no longer noeg b'fo'el. We know that we no longer practice the mitzvah of having this Jewish worker. But the b'nei Yisrael avadim, that you have to go out in the seventh year because we're only truly subservient to Hashem and to nobody else, is an eternal commandment. Tatari nitzchi is. So the carrying out of this halacha in the concrete world is no longer done. But the concept, the notion, the idea, the philosophy behind this mitzvah is eternal. That nobody else is going to rule over us, only Hashem. We're not going to dress well for other people, or we're not going to act a certain way for other people. We're not here to impress the world. We're not here to serve anybody else, not our boss, and not our teacher, and not the president of the shul, and not the next door neighbor. We're not here. We're here. We're meshubit only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it. It's too bad I'm talking a lot with my hands. You can't see my hands. But you can trust me that I'm saying all the right words with my hands. Va'afim chas v'shalom shachach v'kibel olav shibud acher chas v'shalom me'eze inyan shiyia. And even if God forbid a person forgot and he accepted upon himself another shibud, yetzei l'chafshi, he can still go out free. And he can remove this. And he can subordinate himself only to Hashem. This is everybody. ki adon yachol ishkoach yotzer machmas ki yesh lo esnasis v'umashubad legabas libo chas v'shalom. The master can forget, he can forget about God because he has this elevation. He has this arrogance at times. And therefore you have to be careful not to go under an adon who thinks he's your boss. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is your boss. So this is for all time's sake. L'shabit atzma l'shem yisbarach l'vado. V'zman ha-mukhshir l'zeh hu shabbos kodesh naichad l'kula. And the best time to subordinate yourself only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos. What's the seventh you're going to go free? The seventh you're going to go free is Shabbos. That's when God leaves you from all of your hard work. All you week long we're avodim, and on Shabbos we go lechof shichina. Our soul rests and our body rests on Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Just to have pleasure from Hashem in doing His service. And that's why it says afterwards in this parsha, then you can really serve Hashem. When you remove yourself any foreign yokes and you just serve and you're just subordinate to Hashem, then you're free. And of course, now we're in the seventh year, the year of Shemitah, so it's a double Shabbos, Shabbos. We don't work anymore. We're not the land isn't the master over us. We're ruling over the land. We don't get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to plant and to sow and to reap. Take it easy, learn, daven, speak to Hashem a lot. That's the seventh year. That's Shemitah. So we should all be zochem to Hashem to feel this bashvius yete l'chof shichinam, this freedom that we have in the seventh year, the whole year, particularly on Shabbos Kodesh. And that's chusim yit Hashem. We'll have simchas olam al roshenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all of the yoke of the exile of the American government, of all foreign governments of the United Nations from the Jewish people, and we'll have complete freedom for eternity. Amen v'amen. Good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.